financial services and credit providers.
The MTN Radio Award nominated Breakfast Rush with Nichelle Sarwan.
South Africa has one of the worst performing education systems in the world. Plagued by incompetence and corruption, and the Center for Development and Enterprise is calling for the head of the Minister of Basic Education, among other things. The CDE released several reports on South Africa's education system, outlining its failings, the factors responsible, and the recommendations for the actions that needed to be taken to improve education in the country. Joining us this morning is Center for Development and Enterprise Research Director, Dr. Stephen Schirmer. Good morning and welcome to the Breakfast Rush.
Morning, Michelle. Thanks for having me on your show.
Absolute pleasure. Sir, before we get into the details of the report, briefly tell us about the Center for Development and Enterprise.
Right. Thanks. Yes. So we're a very well-established think tank, been active since almost 1995. And, you know, our job is basically to do policy-related research and bring the findings and the policy implications of that research into the public domain and try to shape the way that policy happens in South Africa.
Now, I understand that there are a series of reports that looked into the state of education in South Africa. What were some of the critical findings of your reports?
Right. Well, we've come up with sort of five very comprehensive reports where we delved into, you know, everything that's known about the situation in South Africa, looking at the reasons why we are in the state that we're in, and then thinking about how to actually fix it. You know, and we're saying it's a silent crisis, and it's time to fix South Africa's schools. And you know, the situation is that our performance as an education system is shocking. You know, whenever we take international tests, we come at the bottom or near the bottom, and we're actually testing children that are 1 year ahead of the other children that we're comparing ourselves to. And the president looks at the matric results and says, oh, look, you know, positive things are happening and 80% of kids are passing. But the problems happen long before that. And the real issue is that 80% of our kids, almost 80% of our kids, can't read for meaning by the time they finish grade four. And that basically means that they're never going to get a proper education. You know, they don't have the basics in place to then go on to learn the things they need to learn to really get an education that will help them cope in increasingly difficult and technologically driven modern world. You know, so it's a crisis, and it's been that way for a long time, and it really needs to be fixed.
Doctor, what factors or what other factors have been identified as contributing factors to this failing education system of South Africa's?
Right. Well, you know, we try to do a very nuanced and balanced analysis. And, you know, one of the big problems is that our teachers are not trained properly. They don't have the content knowledge that they need to really teach their subjects properly, and our performance is way below a lot of other African countries in that respect. Plus, our teachers are not supported properly, and there's increasingly shortages in critical areas. That's one of the issues. The other issue is that the system as a whole is dysfunctional. You know, the bureaucracy that runs it doesn't work. And one of the big reasons for that is a complete lack of accountability that runs right through the system. And all of these things are made worse by something that was discovered in 2016 by a commission that was appointed by the Minister of Education herself, which found pervasive corruption right throughout the system, something that continues to this day. And on top of that, what we're calling state capture by SATU, of the system. So SATU runs education in many provinces, and it does so for its, you know, in pursuit of its own goals. And, you know, we are asking, how can a union run an education system, and how can we expect that to work? So those things need to be addressed. There's good recommendations in place from that committee that have never been implemented, and that's what needs to happen.
Doctor, last question for this morning. How can this situation be remedied? What are some of the recommendations in the reports?
Right. So we need to address the weakness of our teachers, and that has to happen at multiple levels. We need to increase accountability. One thing we need to do there is bring back the annas. You know, the annas weren't perfect, but when we had them, people were talking about the problems in our schools to a much greater extent, and we were learning things about why things aren't working and where they aren't working, and that will allow you to start intervening much more effectively. And we need also some kind of a way of looking at the problems at the schools and implementing recommendations. We're recommending the revitalization of something called the National Education Evaluation and Development Unit, which was put in place but has now kind of become defunct. Mm-hmm. And then we need to tackle, you know, these big political issues, which is going to be very difficult. And that's kind of why we're calling for a new team, you know, an entirely new team with new energy, new vision, and new capabilities to push through these reforms.
Doctor, how about calling for a team with actual vision? Don't worry about new vision, a team with actual vision. Because it seems to me that the team that's sitting through over the last maybe decade, if not two, lack vision.
Right. Well, I mean, they haven't got completely horrendous record. You know, they have tried to do things, and there have been some positive initiatives, and there've even been some positive developments that you know aren't talked about enough, really. But you know, they take one step forward and then they take two steps back. Mm-hmm. You know, so they've got multiple visions. Maybe they need one, and they need to stick to it, and they need to like push that vision through. And they haven't had the courage of their convictions.
Absolutely, I want to thank you for your time and your information this morning, and wish you and the team at the CDE all of the very best.
Great. Thank you very much, Nisal. Thanks very much.
Pleasure. That was Center for Development and Enterprise Research Director, Dr. Stefan Schirmer, shedding light on a topic that I could talk on for hours with this gentleman and, of course, other researchers from the CDE. Of course, a topic that's very close to the heart, our hearts here at the Breakfast Rush, and is our little ones, our babas, our education. The education in the country. Sumaya says kids cannot learn if there's 45 to 50 kids per teacher. That needs to change. Absolutely, Sumaya. Absolutely. How does the teacher, firstly, how does the teacher walk around the classroom? If there's 45 to 50 children in the classroom, where are they sitting? How are the desks arranged? And how does the teacher walk around the classroom to check work? 45 to 50 children in a classroom, how does the teacher give anybody individual attention? 45 to 50 kids per classroom, how many of them are disruptive children? Now, I'm not talking about just naughty, naughty kids, because just naughty kids, hey, you talk to a naughty kid, maybe you skirk him a little bit and he'll start learning. But I'm talking about the disruptive ones, the ones that are not there to learn, the ones that Dr. Schirmer spoke of that cannot read properly since grade four. The ones that are aging out of the phase and have to be pushed into the next phase. When I talk about phase, I'm talking about phase being like, you know, you get your foundation phase and you get... So phase to phase, you're aging out of the phase. You're not passing the grade. You're not passing through the phase. You're aging out of it and you're heading off into matric at 2022, having aged out of each phase, just being pushed through the system. There's a lot of holes in the system. And instead of starting at the bottom to try and fix it, we've waited a long time. I think we need to start at the top. Here's a message now that says, teachers lack the support needed to reach learners' full potential. The policies of the education system isn't in line with the realities of the country. I agree with you. This is the reason why I say we need to start at the top, not at the bottom. You start at the top. Start changing the people that are making the wrong decisions. Start changing the people that are implementing policies that are not in line with the realities of our lives as citizens in this country. Start changing the people that are making those decisions. And let things filter through. And you know what? When you start doing that, it'll start making positive impacts on the ground. Abdullah says we don't have good teachers. Abdullah, I agree and disagree, if that's possible. I agree and disagree. The older ones, the ones that got into teaching many, many, many years ago, they're still good teachers. They've just been hurt by the system. That's what happened. They are still really good teachers, really passionate teachers within the system. The system's letting them down. That's what's happening. They are really great educators. I sat in a meeting with one of those great educators just a week, two ago, and her principal. Really passionate educators. People that you know, when you look at them and you listen to them speak, you know that these people have a real passion for education and passion for the children that sit in front of them. Yeah. We need to start supporting our teachers with better policies. And it's not us. It's coming from the people that make those policies. Junaid says, you sound a bit fluish, brother. No, it's not the flu. It's not. Thank you, Junaid, for listening that closely. But no, it's not the flu. It's just a little bit of a sore throat. But we'll get through it. Let's see. Salaamu alaikum, Nishal. Please read anonymously. Who's asking me to read anonymously? Okay, cool. We'll keep your name a secret. My aunt is an HOD at a